We are given the heat and friction of light to molt in our delirious memories. Now we dream only in familiar depths. What in the bitter night speaks to us to molt in our delirious memories? And welcome to Thunderdome Metal Reviews. My name is Gabe Cooper. I'm here with Tracy, Ben, and David. We are here to talk to you about metal. How's everyone doing?
Have you heard about the good Lord and Savior 2 mode?
I'm ready to see what happens when Cookie Monster discovers smooth jazz.
I mean, we are only tools of the spirit with no memory of life without its essentia. So let's talk about this album.
I wonder if Duke Silver makes a guest appearance on here to be all up in that jazz.
I love it. Amazing.
So yes, this is the fourth studio album from Tomb Mode, The Enduring Spirits, released on September 15th of 2023. It has a runtime of 42 minutes and 53 seconds. It was released on 20 bucks spin. Tomb Mode is Derek Vella on bass and guitars, Max Klibanoff on drums and vocals, and Payson Power on guitars. It looks like Sean Pearson did the recording and Arthur Rizek did the mixing and mastering. Now, this was a departure from their last album, I will have to say.
It was. I mean, my commitment is so deep, I went to Canada to record this album from Canada. I'm in Montreal right now doing this podcast. So this was different than the last one, but I think I like this better. I mean, we should probably let Gabe talk first, but I prefer this actually, maybe slightly. And I like the other one too, but I think this one's a little better. So it's certainly more interesting.
Well, I found it really interesting that we did three death metal records this week that all sounded different. And I had not intended for that to be the case.
you know, I came
Exactly. You know, I came into this having heard Tomb Mold's last record, Planetary Clairvoyance, and I really, really dug it. And I'm sad I wasn't around when you guys, you know, took it in, so we could have that conversation. But I think that that was what I was expecting coming in. And listeners, I was not ready. I was not ready for what was to come.
I think that's what we all were expecting is
Planetary
Clairvoyance, and it's like, what is this?
Someone let Voyager in the studio.
Amazing.
I'm cool with it.
I'm cool with it.
I prefer this, as I said. I mean, the only thing I really ding them for on Clairvoyance really was sort of the toilet vocals. Yeah. It's hard for me. I mean, we've talked about this before, but this was still kind of toilety, but there were so many other things going on here that... maybe I've been inoculated. We've done so much death metal since then.
Well, you know, and I...
toilet vocals death metal at that, too.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I don't have, like, the thing that Gabe does where he's looking for innovation, which I completely respect. But this is one of those times where I felt this really worked. I was not expecting it. I was like, did somebody turn on some fucking Dream Theater while I wasn't looking? the marriage of like what they were doing, just like the pretty, like, you know, when I say jokingly smooth jazz, but very like incredibly well played passages, clean passages that they marred with or married with everything, I thought was brave and worked way better than I would have thought it would if you just told me about it.
Yeah, and them branching out like this makes me almost wonder if they're wanting to like fully branch out even more kind of thing. If like, is the vocals just the one thing that's holding them back, or if they're going, hey, we're going full Dream Theater, but the vocals are staying the same the entire time. But like, because this was like a fun little trip to go on, because you're like, okay, I was not expecting this at all. Because I was like, I admit to we've heard myself where what is not quite cerebral rot levels of just like putridness. And just
close.
I'd prepared myself for it. I was like, all right, time to dive in. I can handle it now.
Endless putrefaction.
Yeah. And then it's like, here you go. Here's some fun. And then they end it with 11 fucking minute song. I was like, yes.
I know. Is that when I kept going? I'm like, damn, did Tracy write this song?
How many parts does this song have? Yeah, I mean, I think that, of course, this is a departure. I thought that Planetary Clairvoyance was a masterclass in Death Doom. I just thought it was so good. They clearly want to do something different, and that's good on them. This isn't really what I go for. I thought that the melodic guitar lines were interesting. I did think that the sort of progginess was woven in a kind of strange way. It wasn't like every track was equally sort of, you know, full of proggy excursions. But it's definitely different, definitely interesting. It's just maybe wasn't what I was looking for, and maybe that's why it kind of hit me the way it did. I also think that you know, the album is an appropriate length, but I feel like they could have used more, you know, tracks to kind of flesh out those proggy visions.
I'm going to point out that Proggy Excursions is also the name of Tracy's touring company.
We do our part.
I think it's a record label he runs out of his basement.
Well, I think so too.
Proggy Excursion
record label that I write, produce, and record every album. You and release Devin. Like two a week.
Yeah, I'll have to say that this was good prog, Tracy. So I don't know. I really liked the previous album a lot, and I was kind of expecting something like that too. And I don't know if this is one of those cases where they just didn't know if they could, whether they just wanted to expand or if they felt like they couldn't, they'd already made quote unquote the perfect death metal album. So why try and chase that dragon again and start to branch out and insert something else into it? I'm not sure. Man, it was a surprise. It caught me completely out of left field though. And we all know that of the four of us on here, I have the least tolerance for prog, but I did think it worked.
Well, it's interesting because I think you may be onto something of like trying to chase that dragon of like regain heights of where they hit with Planetary Clairvoyance, because up until, and it could be COVID related, up until 2019, they released an album every year, and then they hit 20, and then it's like it's a 4-year gap between the next album. And so like, it may have been something like, all right, we're just COVID took everything out of them, and they're just like, we can't plunge those steps again kind of deal. Let's see. How can we make it funky and a little fun?
It may have to do with how the writing process works. There could be, as you know, from other bands we've talked about, many reasons it went off the rails a bit.
Yeah.
Stupid pandemic. I mean, some bands, as you know, like Carcass or wherever, were like, shit. They just sat on their thing for like a year because I really wanted to tour it. Because as we know well, we've also talked about this a lot, you make almost not 1 cent any other way in this industry anymore.
Yeah.
So it may be, and again, I don't know for this for a fact, but it may have been that problem in terms of them not being able to tour. I mean, because Canada was about the same as the US in terms of so-called lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea, but it's my want. I didn't look up to see what they had to say about it, but it would be interesting, and I don't know if they have talked about it anywhere or not to hear why they decided to do this. And I think it'll be interesting as this band continues and we look back on it. We touched on this briefly. I don't think we were recording at the time. About, granted, Small Sample Theater, and I take that criticism that Gabe levied when we were talking about before seriously. But this, if you look at it, Encyclopedia Metallum, the aggregate score for this album is lower than their others. So I think this might be one of those discography sliding doors where like some of the people who were really into the band previously kind of go what the fuck and step away. I guess time will tell.
Did we review the last album because the spreadsheet randomizer picked it, Tracy?
Yes,
that's what I thought,
but I put it on the randomizer, so I mean
That makes sense. It's an album from 2018 or 2019.
Yeah. It's 2019. In fact, I'd heard their 2018 album, was not very into it. Like, okay, whatever. I was like, 2019, I guess, is when the death metal wall started cracking, because it's like, okay, this album's solid. We'll put it on here. And then this thing came out. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, I think there were two albums in 17. I don't know if one of those is like an EP, but
I think one of them is like rare demos and stuff, the way it sounded like, but it's like, it's the Bottomless Perdition, the Molting. Yeah, it's, it may be a combination of two EPs.
Yeah, their full lengths are listed as Primordial, Malignity, Manor, the Infinite Forms, Planetary Clairvoyance, and then this one, the Enduring Spirit. So shall we meander into tracks?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right. Well, I enjoyed the opener, The Perfect Memory. I also liked Angelic Fabrications. Flesh's Armor is really nice. It has some, like, it sounds like jazz fusion. Like, it sounds like the end of it sounds like Jean-Luc Ponty. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Jean-Luc Ponty, but he was like a jazz violinist who did like fusion shit in the 70s. I was like, what even is this? But I'm a sucker for that anyway. I also thought that Servants of Possibility was a really great one. I think the last track is just too long.
I do not have anything to add to what Gabe said. I agree with him on almost every point. I do think the last track is too long. I really like the jazz interludes that they included. I could not have told you who they were, but I have heard that artist, so it makes sense. Yeah, just a different form of death metal than what I was expecting.
All of them take the ride. Do it, Banshees.
I'm Team Tracy on this one. Yeah, just do it. It's only 43 minutes. 42. Yeah, I thought this was fun. It was, and I liked the other one okay. I gave it a B plus or whatever, but I thought this one was better, a little more innovative and interesting, to the point that I would go to Canada to talk to you about it. So, ride it. I'm gonna drink.
Dedication to the craft.
I mean, given what we did this week, it was either this, Florida, Oslo, or wherever they're from, and what was their other one? LA / Juarez. So
yeah,
didn't get murdered anyway. Yeah, I get on this ride, stay on this ride.
All right, let's grade it.
Let's.
So I'm gonna give this a B+. I think that it's, you know, not nearly as successful as Planetary Clairvoyance. That said, it is kind of fun and. It has a number of tracks. It's a short list of tracks, but there's like not that many tracks on it. There's a short list of tracks that are really cool. So I would recommend it.
I liked it a hair more than Planetary Clairvoyance, which I give a B+. So I'm going to give this one an A-. Sketch in. I'm in flight them grades. Sorry, Dean. Dean Hornsby.
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, that's what it was. Sorry, Dean.
Yeah, Hornsby's the record label guy.
He's the record label owner. Sorry to Hornsby and Dean Martin. Hey, Mavis.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I'm going to be out there with David. We'll give it an A-, 91.
Good Lord.
I enjoyed like this jazz fusion flexed into it. I was like, I'm fucking here for it.
Me too.
So I think I like Planetary Convergence a little bit more than this, and I give that a B+. I respect the shit out of what they did, and it worked a lot better than what I thought it was. Or what I thought it was, shit.
English. We're giving it a badge, it would.
Yeah, than I thought it would. So I'm going to give this a B+. I'm going to be right there with Gabe, which is the same grade that I gave Planetary Convergence, but I think that I would go to that album to listen to more than I would this.
Get that.
Okay.
That's our average.
Well, gentlemen, two modes going to med school. I came in with a 90.
Better than the Cannibal Corpse, man. They'll play some jazz flute as they cut you open.
Right. They at least have the Operation Theater music going.
Exactly. Exactly. So, shit, man. I would buy this. This is cool.
So this just cover, as, man. So a side note of this going to med school, it's the name came from a game, video game based off of the main form of healing is they draw water from virgins and that's what you drink to gain life. So it's a very eldritch horror game. But yeah.
I guess so.
But yeah, so 90, looks like we'd all buy it, if nothing else, for the cover art, because that shit looks
it's awesome, tight.
It's good. I like it. It's like Boston, if even more drugs were involved. The band.
Oh, yeah.
Not yeah, the yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
Or the feeling.
When you hear that old song they used to play.
Less than a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, gentlemen, guess what we got coming up next week? We got an old school favorite of the podcast with Anhalas Apatrida and their album from October.
Right.
Fuck yes.
Aftermath.
I'm looking forward to that.
Say,
I think
were you here for that game? The last one?
I was not, but I did hear that record.
Yeah, we geeked out pretty hard on that.
He ranked it pretty high on his list, too, I think.
It's one of those... It was in the top 25, for sure.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And then some of them, we got Fit the Cabaret de la Guillotine in there somewhere as well, so bet on swaps. But tune in next time for that on Thunderdome Metal Reviews. Been with the kazoo.
Amazing.